Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Senator Katie Britt releasing documents that show U.S. Marshals were told not to arrest protesters at Supreme Court justices' homes last year, saying to, here it is, avoid unless absolutely necessary.
Wow. This testimony yesterday from U.S. Senator Katie Britt. She's grilling the liar, Merrick Garland, under oath. He is the attorney general. Yeah. And what she got a hold of is something astonishing. These are basically the orders to the U.S. Marshals sent to the homes of Supreme Court justices after the Alito draft leak, the one that said, you know, hey, Roe v. Wade is going away.
Yeah.
It is illegal under federal laws, we all know, to go to a Supreme Court justice's home and protest there. You can protest all you want in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You cannot go to their home.
Right.
Because that is considered intimidation. And it would intimidate you. The marshals were instructed not to arrest anyone. Listen to this. Even after the murder attempt on the Kavanaugh family. So the only reason this lunatic with the knives and the zip ties made it this far was because literally the Department of Injustice refused to prosecute. This is the same Department of Injustice that went after a father for protesting in front of an abortion clinic. And as he and his son are walking away, a liberal lunatic shoves his son and
yeah,
he shoves
son the was assaulted.
Yeah, he was assaulted. And he shoves the liberal lunatic back.
Defended his son.
Yes.
In a public area.
In a public area. So the liberal lunatic is not charged, but the pro-life father is. But even, I mean, think about the mentality you'd have to have to as a human being, forget a Democrat, to do this, because that's what our attorney general is. He's a Joe Biden-appointed Democrat. You don't change your orders not to arrest people for violating the law. Even though those orders allowed the assassin to get right up to Kavanaugh's house.
You know,
think about that.
I'm old enough to remember when we used to have this equal protection under law thing in this country.
Yeah, that's like very 1984.
Yeah, apparently
or
so.
Five or 76. I don't know. But it's shocking. And by the way, no one was ever arrested for violating that law. This is the same agency that just won a warrant to surveil people's phones to see if they were even in the vicinity of the Capitol on January 6th. And they're planning an extra 1,000 arrests, including of people. And I'm still baffled as to how they're going to do this, including of people who did not enter the Capitol.
Yeah, that's
I don't understand that.
Why should
like,
that
I don't,
little,
I don't get that. That's protesting.
Why should that little detail matter to them, though, Tara? Come on. Why should that little detail matter?
I mean, all they would have then, it's the first geofencing warrant where they can geofence out. And just all they have is that you were there. So they're planning another 1,000 arrests. Well, if all you have is that they were there and you have no evidence they committed violence of any kind, and these are people who did not enter the Capitol. They've already got the warrant for that. We're talking about the people who stayed outside the Capitol. And I'm baffled by this. On what grounds are you arresting them? We just don't like them. I mean, that's the bottom line. But yet, as Senator Katie Britt demonstrated, no one arrested for breaking the law, protesting, even after one of them who showed up, attempted to kill Kavanaugh. Thank God he didn't get far because of the marshals. Do you remember this? The Republicans at the time, just to show you what Democrats are about, the Republicans at the time sponsored a bill that would provide federal protection for the families of the Supreme Court justices.
Right.
Because they have to go places like school. And these lunatic liberals were showing up at the schools and churches of the Supreme Court justices. That is also illegal, by the way. None of them were arrested either. And harassing people in the parking lot, you know, pointing out, hey, you know, Justice so-and-so's kid goes here. After all of that, Republicans said, okay, hey, we want to sponsor this to protect these Supreme Court justices and their families. Nancy Pelosi killed the bill. So you can only conclude the Democrats want them dead. I mean, I know that's strong, but I mean, you can't come to any other conclusion. Remember, that bill was sponsored after the lunatic confessed, showed up, said, hey, I'm here to kill Kavanaugh. And he was very honest about why. He said, well, you know, basically I can do math. If I kill Kavanaugh, then Biden gets another appointment. And he said, you know, that was worth it. This is who they are. And look, I keep telling people on our side, we need to get with it, okay? Especially people at Red State that use this show for show prep. And yeah, I know you do that. Listen, the Democrats are not soft on crime. That was the Democrats in 84 and like 94, okay? Where the Democrats are now, they are deconstructing law enforcement agencies. So those agencies cannot stand between me and you and Kavanaugh's family and their mobs. And their mobs are getting more and more violent. Here is Senator Katie Britt grilling Merrick Garland about this. Sir, you know, why did you instruct your marshals not to arrest people violating law in front of the Supreme Court justice's house? He claims he doesn't know. He didn't know about it, Lee.
Sure.
They answer to him.
As you can see on the slide behind me, the marshals were explicitly told to avoid, unless absolutely necessary, any criminal enforcement action involving the protester.
I've never seen those slides before. Their first and principal job is to protect the lives and property of the members of the court.
It's clear the marshals were given a different directive, and I would ask you to look into that, please.
Yeah, no kidding.
Listen to what he says. I've never seen those slides. Well, of course not. They're Katie Britt's slides.
Exactly.
He's seen the order, though, because
His. That was pretty obvious. Oh, I've never seen what these slides you're showing me. Well, yeah, we get that.
This is, though, Lee, part of a pattern here. This article out today with the Daily Wire is horrifying. You know that Trans Day of Vengeance group?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with the training on their website about how to make a Molotov cocktail for the Trans Day of Vengeance, which, by the way, is this week, same week as the left-wing terror attack on that school in Tennessee.
That left 7 dead, including the shooter.
Yeah. So the Daily Wire goes after the FBI here and says, listen, are you going to monitor this group? They're still going forward with their protest. They are raising money to buy guns. They specifically asked transgender activists to target Nashville for vengeance, which happened. Molotov cocktail instructions. Are y'all paying attention to this group? You doing anything about it? Okay, here's what they got. This is the Memphis field office of the FBI, which covers Nashville. Quote from the spokesperson, if it was terrorism, we would have federal jurisdiction. Okay, she refers them to the national FBI spokesperson, asked whether the FBI was specifically monitoring radical trans activists as a source of potential domestic terrorism. You know, Lee, like they do parents who say mean things at school board meetings, fully covered by the First Amendment, you know, like they do to rosary praying Catholics who go to Latin Mass. We have a great Latin Mass in the lower North Carolina area if you want to attend it. And you can just go in there and, you know, rub shoulders with the FBI, I guess. Their words, not mine. Their documents, not mine. FBI spokesperson says, when asked about this, hey, you going to monitor this group, you know, especially with these Day of Vengeance protests coming up this weekend. National Press Office responded and said, quote, membership in a group is not illegal in and of itself. In fact, it is protected by the First Amendment. The FBI will never open an investigation based solely on protected First Amendment activity. That is exactly what they did for the Catholics, because the First Amendment covers religion.
No.
It is exactly what they did. Anyway, they go on, the FBI will never open an investigation based solely on First Amendment activity. We focus on individuals who commit or intend to commit violence and criminal activity that constitutes a federal crime or poses a national threat. Again, not true.
Yeah.
They gave that domestic terrorism tag, investigated, came to the houses of over 24 school board members. Parents who signed up to speak at the public comment section of the school board and got mad. You know why they did that? Because remember, Glenn Youngkin was giving them a hard time in that race for governor, and they thought Terry McAuliffe would lose. So they did what they always do now. The Democrats, they turn the FBI loose on you. We'll shut you up. You got a good lawyer? Can you afford one? Threat tag those parents as domestic terrorists. And now they're saying, oh, we can't do anything about this trans group, the one, you know, making teaching their followers to make Molotov cocktails online and telling them to, you know, go do vengeance in Nashville. No, we can't follow them. Sorry, we're their First Amendment protected. This agency has to go. I mean, rip it out by the roots. We can't have the FBI and a country. We got to choose.
Tara is swatted. Hear the Tara Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.